Thank you so much for joining Yolanda and Rodney on Wake Up to Your Joy Journey. Today, y'all, I have an interesting subject I'm going to talk about. And just bear with me on this one, Rodney. I want everybody out there to be with me on this. I have a little dog. Her name is Pepper. And I'm going to tell you the subject today is sometimes you have to pick up poop. Here's what I want you to understand. When you walk your dog, it doesn't matter if your dog just went to the bathroom 5 minutes ago. For whatever reason, their intestines and their body seems to find a way to get whatever is in there out in your neighborhood, right on your neighbor's driveway, in the middle of their pristine white cement driveway. My dog decided that she wanted to pop a squat and let a big one out. Okay, I know that sounds so gross. And you're like, Yolanda, this is Wake Up to Your Joy Journey. Well, I'm going somewhere. Give me a minute. So I had to use my hand with the bag on it and pick it up. And I thought to myself, God, there has to be some better way. Why do I have to do this? I hate having to pick up poop. And people hate having to have those kind of conversations. But how many times have you gotten up and your kids seem like they woke up on the wrong side of the bed? Your husband seemed like he woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and the dog is already barking before you can even get out of the bed? Or your boss is pissed at everything and everybody. We all have those days when they're just, let's say, crappy. And we have to deal with the drama. But before we deal with the drama, we have to deal with ourselves. Here's what I mean when I say that. When we go in, we have to go in with the right mindset. And you're going to hear us talk a little bit about mindset often, because mindset is kind of like, it is the key to getting everything situated so that your mind can be okay with no matter what's thrown at you, no matter what comes at you, you are resilient and ready to handle whatever the day brings on. Sometimes you see those commercials where they will say, drink your cup of coffee and you're armed for the day. Well, I'm going to suggest to you, if you get your mind right, you will be armed for the day, and you'll be armed and ready to take on whatever anyone throws at you. I don't know if you've ever been in a meeting where I may be the only girl in a meeting. And I remember back in the day when I was younger, I was timid. Yes, I was a little timid to speak up. And I remember feeling invisible. I felt like I was never heard, and I would want to raise my hand to interject. And when that happened to me, I was really angry, until one day I had to actually, I would say proverbially, pick up poop. I had an idea. I put my idea on paper and I had someone help me with the idea. I passed it up to several management levels up from where I was, and the manager got angry. And when the manager got angry about me reaching out several levels up, hey, I didn't know. I was like, hey, I got an idea. It could help him. I did it. And I actually got demoted for that. I was so angry that I got demoted. So that's the poop that I had to pick up this time, right? I had to handle that. But on the inside, it stirred up something inside of me. And what it did was it caused me to develop resilience. So although I felt like I was wronged, what I was able to do was speak up for myself. And I was able to proceed in confidence and in understanding who I am, whose I am, and what I am about. When I did that, I did speak up, y'all. That's when they had to see the real me come out. I did speak up. You know what they did? They stepped back. So although I had to pick up that poop in that moment and learn that lesson, I was able to also figure out who I am. So as you get up this morning, I want you to get up with a mind that is resolute, that is clear. I want you to get the fog out of your brain and say, hey, this is who I am today. No matter what comes at me or whatever is thrown my way, this is who I am. So I say this, I am Yolanda Rae Ann Spearman, world-renowned speaker, teacher, and trainer, and voiceover artist and author. And I say that every single day. That's who I am. No matter what comes my way, I know that no matter what, I may have to pick up a little poop along the way, but I am resilient enough to take it and to make my life what it's supposed to be on my joy journey. And with that, I'm turning it over to my brother, Ryan.
Absolutely. So good morning, guys. While Yolanda was talking, she made me think of one of my good buddies from college. His name is Frank, and Frank's dad is also named Frank. And I remember one of the two things that stands out the most to me about Mr. Frank is one, he would drive 15 hours to come up and see me, his son, and we would eat lunch and hang out, and he would turn around and drive right back those 15 hours. And the other thing was one of his favorite quotes. He would say, "Boys, yeah, that grass is a little greener, but it's due to all of the fertilizer, all of the crap, all of the poop." And as Yolanda was sharing her experience about how getting demoted for reaching out and just trying to do something different and better kind of put her in a position where she found her voice, she was given crap, but it actually wasn't. We could look at it like that because it's stinky. We don't want to touch it. It don't feel too good. But what if it's just fertilizer for us to continue on our joy journey? With that being said, I turn it back over to Yolanda.
I want to end today with a quote. "Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one remembers to turn on the light." And what I'm going to suggest to each and every one of you today, that no matter what will happen, no matter what does happen, you remember to turn on the light, and that light is you. Thank you so much for joining Yolanda and Rodney on Wake Up to Your Joy Journey. Remember to make today and every day a fantastic one.